Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Quantum Physics. Simplified by James Vast, is positioned as a guided tour through the core ideas of quantum theory for readers who are curious but wary of heavy mathematics. Instead of leaning on dense equations, the book aims to translate famous quantum puzzles and modern breakthroughs into everyday language and intuitive mental models. It moves from the classic foundations that reshaped 20th century physics to contemporary areas that now influence technology, including the building blocks of quantum information. Along the way, it highlights why quantum mechanics feels so counterintuitive, how experiments force scientists to abandon purely classical pictures, and what it means to describe nature in terms of probabilities, states, and measurements. By presenting topics such as wave-particle duality, uncertainty, entanglement, and the basic logic behind quantum computing, the book seeks to satisfy curiosity while also giving readers a coherent storyline. The overall promise is clarity and confidence, a way to understand what quantum physics claims, why it was accepted, and how it connects to the world we can observe. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, wave-particle duality and the experimental roots of quantum theory. A central entry point to quantum physics is the surprising fact that light and matter refuse to behave like only waves or only particles. This topic typically begins with the historical tension between wave explanations of interference and particle explanations of localized impacts, then shows how key experiments made the classical either-or framing collapse. In an accessible narrative, the book can guide readers through how interference patterns arise, why single detections still look particle-like, and what it means to say that quantum objects exhibit both aspects depending on how they are probed. The deeper lesson is not merely a list of famous experiments, but the shift in what counts as an explanation. Quantum theory predicts the statistical distribution of outcomes rather than a single deterministic trajectory. By emphasizing intuition over math, the discussion can focus on what an experimental setup is really asking of nature, why changing measurement conditions changes the observed behavior, and how the same underlying description can account for apparently contradictory results. This foundation matters because it sets the tone for everything that follows. Quantum physics is built from carefully tested phenomena, and its strangeness is anchored to concrete laboratory evidence rather than speculation. Secondly, probability, uncertainty, and the meaning of a quantum state. Quantum mechanics replaces the classical idea of complete predictability with a framework where probabilities are fundamental. This topic explores how uncertainty is not just about imperfect instruments, but about limits that appear to be built into nature. A reader-friendly approach can unpack what it means to describe a system with a quantum state, why outcomes come in distributions, and how the act of measurement connects theory to what we record. Instead of equations, the book can use analogies to show the difference between ordinary ignorance and intrinsic quantum indeterminacy, clarifying why knowing more about one property constrains what can be known about another. The discussion also helps readers separate common misconceptions, such as the idea that quantum randomness is merely hidden complexity, from what mainstream physics typically claims. Equally important is the role of measurement. Quantum theory uses rules that connect the state to probabilities of outcomes, and the measurement context determines which set of outcomes is relevant. By building this conceptual toolkit, the reader gains a way to interpret later topics like superposition and entanglement without needing formal math, while still understanding the disciplined logic of the theory. Thirdly, superposition and the measurement problem in plain language. Superposition is often presented as the headline mystery of quantum physics. Before measurement, a system can be described as a combination of possibilities that later yield a definite outcome. This topic typically clarifies that superposition is not a mystical claim that everything is literally happening in everyday terms, but a statement about how quantum states encode potential outcomes and how those potentials can interfere. A simplified explanation can highlight why interference is the signature that distinguishes quantum combinations from ordinary mixtures, and why this matters for experiments with photons, electrons, and increasingly large systems. The topic also naturally raises the measurement problem, the question of why and how a single outcome appears when the theory describes a spread of possibilities. Without endorsing any one philosophical stance, the book can map the landscape of interpretations at a high level, helping readers see which parts are experimentally settled and which parts are about explanation. By framing measurement as an interface between a quantum system and the macroscopic world, the reader can understand why discussions of observers, apparatus, and environment arise. The value here is practical clarity. Readers learn what superposition is useful for predicting, what it does not claim, and why the open questions remain intellectually serious rather than mere wordplay. Fourthly, entanglement, non-classical correlations, and why locality feels threatened Entanglement takes quantum strangeness from the microscopic to the relational. Two systems can share a joint state such that measurements on each are correlated in a way that cannot be reproduced by simple classical hidden instructions. This topic can explain entanglement as a property of the combined system rather than a signal traveling between parts, which helps reduce confusion about faster-than-light communication. A clear, non-mathematical account can show why entanglement produces correlations stronger than classical intuition expects, why those correlations still do not allow controllable messaging, and how experiments have tested these effects with increasing rigor. The discussion also often introduces the tension with classical locality, the idea that influences should not propagate instantaneously across distance. By walking through what is meant by correlation, measurement choice, and statistical outcomes, the reader can see why entanglement is not merely coincidence but a structured feature of quantum states. This matters beyond philosophy because entanglement is a resource in modern quantum technologies, underpinning tasks like secure communication protocols and certain computational advantages. A good simplified treatment will leave readers with both awe and precision, an understanding of what entanglement implies, what it does not, and why it is one of the most verified and useful features of quantum theory. Lastly, from quantum field ideas to quantum computing and real-world applications, a modern introduction often expands beyond early quantum mechanics toward field-based thinking and emerging technologies. This topic can sketch the motivation for quantum field ideas in an intuitive way. Instead of treating particles as tiny billiard balls, physics can describe nature in terms of fields whose excitations appear as particles. Even without technical formalism, readers can grasp why this perspective is powerful for unifying phenomena and describing creation and annihilation processes in high-energy contexts. From there, the book can connect foundational concepts to quantum computing by explaining qubits, superposition, and entanglement as computational resources rather than curiosities. A simplified account can outline why certain quantum algorithms can outperform classical approaches for specific tasks, while also emphasizing the practical obstacles, noise, decoherence, error correction, and scaling hardware. This balanced view helps readers avoid hype while still appreciating why governments and companies invest heavily in the field. Finally, the topic can relate quantum ideas to broader applications such as precision measurement, materials, and cryptography, illustrating that quantum physics is not only about paradoxes, but also about tools that shape modern life. The reader comes away seeing a continuous story from conceptual foundations to technology, anchored in experimentally supported principles. In conclusion, this book is best suited to curious general readers, students who want a friendly bridge before a formal physics course, and professionals in tech or engineering who keep hearing quantum terms and want them explained without dense derivations. If you have been intimidated by symbols and advanced calculus, the value here is a guided conceptual map. You learn the core vocabulary, what the famous phenomena actually claim, and how experiments justify the theory. That can benefit daily life by strengthening critical thinking around probability, evidence, and scientific models, while also helping you evaluate headlines about quantum computing, security, and futuristic claims with a more informed mindset. Compared with many popular quantum books that either stay at a purely philosophical level or jump quickly into mathematics, this one aims for a middle path, enough structure to build real understanding, but presented in plain language and linked to modern applications such as if you want a single, approachable overview that connects the foundational puzzles to today's technology narrative, it is a worthwhile purchase, especially as a preparatory read before tackling more technical texts. If you would like to support James Vast, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.